Billy,
Or
and of course some of them called Uncle William, you know. They wouldn't, some of them they wouldn't. It's funny how it would work out. I don't know.
Those, yeah.
It's just some of them never tracked the nickname, you know.
Yeah, and somebody, if your brother had a, if your father had a brother named John, you'd call him.
Yeah, well, that, of course, I know a lot of places that they use Jack for name of substitute, you know, nickname for John, but around here mostly they call him Uncle John.
Okay, all right.
But they do have some of them, you know, Jack. I know right here now today we got people here, yes, they call him Jack and name John.
Yeah. Did folks ever call people, give anybody any names of title, you know, kind of honorary titles like military titles?
You mean like colonel or captain? Well, they call
bigger
him
than a colonel, you call him a...
Well, you mean if he was really a colonel?
Well, if he was bigger than a colonel, you'd say he was a...
General?
General, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the man who presides over a county court, he'd be called a...
Well, county judge.
Okay. Any of your sons run for judge?
No, one of them's a judge, youth court judge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he don't run, they appoint him. He don't want to run.
All right.
They appoint him. Appoint him here, you know.
Yeah, Mr. Scarborough told me he told me before I came over, he said, you got to look out for old Mr. Hatch. He's got a couple of secretaries over there. Are those yours, sir?
Yeah. Well, no, they're really my boys right there, because they do work for me if I have any. You know, of course, one of them is this is my son's daughter. She's getting ready to go to college, and she took shorthand, all that, and typing and everything in high school, and she's in here practicing, you know. And
so she's making like a...
But the other one is professional secretary, the one on the other end over there.
Okay. All right. Now, let's see. A woman who appeared in plays or movies, you'd call her a...
Actress.
Okay. And, I want to get you to pronounce that name for me. Can you read that?
Cooper?
Yeah.
What? Oh, Mrs. Cooper, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted you to pronounce that. Okay. Let's see. Now, Mr. Hass, did folks ever, when a woman used to be, is going to have a child, did folks ever, what did they say about that? They used to say?
Say she'd be good child, be good baby, but later on they got to call them pregnancy.
Yeah.
Way a long time ago, they called her big with child.
Yeah.
Big with child. Yeah. And they said about one that wasn't married too, you know.
Uh-huh.
That looked like she's big with a child. You know?
Did they ever say
she's
in a family way?
Yeah, there you said that. That was another one. Yeah, family way, right. In a family way. You sure did, yeah.
Yeah. If they did have a doctor, did y'all always have doctors here?
Yeah, they've off and on had doctors here, but not many, you know, maybe one in the country, maybe one here.
Mm-hmm.
But they mostly, the babies were delivered by midwives.
Yeah.
All the way up, pretty good, up to a pretty good time ago, you know, not too long ago they were.
Yeah. Now,
in fact, they may go back to that. Tell them they're going to train these midwives to deliver men home. That might be a coming thing.
Huh.
You know, be official though, be registered, you know, registered midwife.
Yeah. What about
the doctor don't want to drill, you know. This hospital here, up until just lately, a woman doctor came here and opened it up again. It's been closed for a baby for years. It wouldn't take any baby that goes up for it, have a baby delivered.
Is that so?
Right.
What about I know when you're going up, you know, people have to take better. Well, people weren't able to take good care of themselves, and people often died. Remember, you know, the kids often died.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about some of the diseases folks might have? Or?
Well, they had, you know, way back then, they had more. Look like they had more chicken pox, smallpox, and all kind of whooping cough, and look at the